Come out of the world, oh my people.
Welcome to Torah Life Ministries, teaching about the instructions of our Creator and putting His Word into action. From suffering well to living a blessed life, looking forward to the hope and future that awaits true believers of the faith. Welcome to the show with your host, Paul Nisan.
Hello, everybody. This is Paul with Torah Life Ministries, and thank you for joining us on the show today. We are going to continue reading our devotional series from the Suffer Well devotional series. And what a great two words put together, suffer well. And as true believers, our wonderful Messiah, suffer well is what we are called to do. And we're going to read this devotional here because we have a problem today in the lack of faith and trust in our wonderful Creator. So we really need to think about this as we read this devotional. So it's titled, What Problem? With a question mark. What problem? And I read to you, starting off with this scripture, Psalms 94, verses 22 and 23, which says, But Yahweh is my fortress. My Elohim is the mighty rock where I hide. Yahweh will turn the sins of evil people back on them. He will destroy them for their sins. Yahweh our Elohim will destroy them. And we read this verse, and it says in the devotional, This is another of my many comforting promises made to strengthen and encourage you. However, I have one provocation question I wish to ask you about this. Do you believe me? And before your knee-jerk response is whatever it is, in my love and compassion, let me give you a hint. In Numbers 23, verse 19, it says, Yahweh is not a man, so he does not lie. He is not human, so he does not change his mind. Has he ever spoken and failed to act? Has he ever promised and not carried it through? We read that. We continue reading this. Don't answer me so quickly. I made a choice to hold you to your answer, or I may choose to hold you to your answer. Yes, I who test your heart and your words may just reveal you to yourself today. I might just expose the truth about the quality of faith you have in me. Let's walk through together and find out if you believe in me. Simply respond yes or no. Am I your refuge? Am I your sheltering rock? Did I say I would bring back your enemies, their own wickedness? Did I say I will cut them off in their own wrongdoing? Am I Yahweh, your mighty one? Answer yes or no. Based on my promises, all your answers should be yes. Now I ask you again, do you believe in my words? Listen to me, child. I already know, others know as well, your attitude, your anxiety, your lack of joy, your lack of rejoicing, all speak loudly that your words mean very little. Now quiet yourself and listen to me. First, I want to tell you again, I know. I sent my son for this reason. You needed help. You needed the spirit. You needed new life. Yes, I know your flesh. In your flesh, you cannot do it. And I know that wrestling the flesh is part of the process. Second, I know you feel bad that you don't trust me as much as you want to. I know that double-mindedness disturbs your soul. I need you to step over. Leave everything behind to do one thing. Trust my words. Take the risk. Step to me all the way. Don't look back. Don't look down. Look straight ahead and step. I promise you I'm here. I promise you will not fall. I promise you will see all that I have said is true. And it's time. I am Abba, and I am calling you, child. Come home. Come now. So this is a very touching devotional this morning, and a very true devotional this morning. And I know many of you are listening are going through some hard times right now and finding it hard to trust the wonderful Creator, especially during these hard times. Our Creator didn't create His words and give us His words and give us Yeshua for when things were going good. He gave us these for when things were going bad and the hard times to get us through those things. I remember when I was a little child, my mother had a picture hanging up in the house that she never explained to me, and she really didn't believe. based on her understanding of the Bible and everything else later on, I found this out. It was called Footprints, a set of footprints. And it was a picture on a wall, I guess, of a popular poem or saying of this man that was walking, and he always saw two footprints in the sand. But whenever trouble happened in life, he only saw one set of footprints. And then one day, he said to our Creator, why was there only one set of footprints during those tough times? Why did you abandon me? And our Creator replied, it wasn't at those times that were tough in your life that I abandoned you. It was as though times in your life that was tough that I carried you. And that's why you only saw one set of footprints. As a little boy who wasn't even a believer and didn't even know who God was, I remembered that poem. And I remember that because it's just as true then as it is today. He carries us through those valleys, and he takes us to those peaks, and he wants us to trust him along the way, to continue to trust him always. And he's given us his promise. He's given us his word. He will never abandon us. He will never leave us. He will always be with us, even in our doubt and our faithfulness and our wickedness. He's there waiting for us, for it says in his scriptures, I take no pleasure in the death of wicked people. I only wish they would change from their wicked ways so they would live. He wants to give us life, not just life here and blessings here, but the eternity that's stored for us and waiting for us in another kingdom to come. He wants this to happen. He wants us to experience his blessings and his joy every single day. But sometimes it's our doubt and our lack of trust and our lack of faith that keeps us losing sleep, not trusting him, worried, fearful, anxiety. But he promises us, you know, even if things in our life aren't going as planned as we wanted it according to our lives, we should praise him at all times because he'll take care of us. It says in Isaiah 54, verse 4, do not be afraid. You will not be put to shame. Do not fear disgrace. You will not be humiliated. You will forget the shame of your youth and remember no more the reproach of your widowhood. In 2 Timothy 1:12, it says, for this reason, I also suffer these things, but I am not ashamed, for I know whom I believed, and I am convinced that he is able to guard what I have entrusted in him until that day. And Psalms 25:3, it says, no one who hopes in you will ever be put to shame, but shame will come on those who are treacherous without cause. I think about these things. And when I reflect back in my life, even before I knew our Creator, and even now that I know our Creator, I think about the times where I lost faith or trust in him, and how I've had sleepless nights and anxiety over certain things that I know he was taking care of and working on, and they always turned out just fine. But I think about the times that I did trust him, and I got through the hardest, difficult times of my life without losing any sleep, without having worry of fear. Just excitement to see what he was going to do and how he was going to do it. You know, we all go through our things in life, some much worse than others. But our Creator promises he's going to be there for every single one of us. We just have to trust that he is true and his word is real. I remember all the hard times in my life, but I also look at now how close he has drawn me to him. And without those hard times in my life and those challenges, I don't know if I would have made it there. I don't know if I would be where I'm at without those. And I'm so thankful for the relationship I have with them. But there are still those times and those days of lack of faith or doubting. And it's only because of his experience, my experience with him in the past and my faith in him that it gets me through those days. And I could walk with joy knowing, without anxiety, knowing that he's taking care of everything. It's already done. And I could be more thankful than ever before. So I tell you all right now, whenever you have a time of doubt or fear in your life, don't give a day or an hour for maybe a moment at most, but then wipe that thought out of your mind and be thankful because Yahweh is our refuge and he's always there for us. Joshua 1 verse 9 says, as I've not commanded you, be strong and courageous. Do not tremble or be dismayed. Yahweh your Elohim is with you wherever you go. And Isaiah 43:19 says, see, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs up. Do you perceive it or do you not? I am making a way in a wilderness and streams in a wasteland. He wants us to trust him, to have faith in him, to understand his word is real and is true. And his word says in Luke 1:37, for no word from Yahweh will ever fail. And if we believe that, we should be in his word and understand. In Job 42:2, it says, I know that you can do all things. No purpose of yours can be thwarted. And Genesis 28:15 says, I am with you and will watch over you wherever you go. I will bring you back to this land. I will not leave you until I have done what I have promised you. To be so thankful for a wonderful, wonderful creator. We just thank him for the blessings that we see, but every single day we don't see how he protects us, completely protecting us. We can't wait for a moment of clear vision of him protecting us. We have to trust in the unseen and know he's protecting us consistently, consistently. For it was just the other day I was working with some sharp objects and I literally almost cut my leg off. And only by the grace of a wonderful creator, it was just a reminder of how he rescues and saves us and keeps us. And wow. And it shouldn't just be at a moment like that that I could fall on my knees and praise him and thank him for not getting injured. But it should be every moment of every day that we should be thanking him and praising him with just as much passion and love and faith and trust. Why do we wait to tragedies to run to him and thank him, or either run from him and curse him? Every single day, we should be putting our full trust and faith in him and not just waiting till something happens. For there are other faiths and other religions in this world that we should be jealous of. I was walking through the airport one day and I saw a lady there shining shoes in a busy airport. And in the middle of the airport, I'll never forget this. She looked at a watch. She stopped shining the man's shoes. She rolled out a blanket or a little towel. She literally got on her knees with her forehead to the ground and started praying. And then she got up and she finished washing the man's shoes. What was this? That this lady would pray in front of all these people, not caring who seen her, not being embarrassed. She says, I have a strict schedule to stick to and praying to my creator, regardless of what's happening, whether in my prayer closet or out in the world. Other people don't disturb my connection with our wonderful creator. The enemy's job is to try to avoid us, distract us and confuse us and get us away from our creator. We must continue to speak to him on a regular basis and thank him and just understand he's your best friend. He's your best friend. It's a beautiful thing. Joel 2:25 says, I will restore to you all the years that the swarming locust has eaten, the hopper, the destroyer, and the cutter, my great army, which I sent among you. 2 Corinthians 9:8 says, and how Yahweh is able to bless you abundantly, so that in all things at all times, having all that you need, you will be abound in every good work. Ephesians 3:20 says, now to him who is able to do far more abundantly beyond all that we ask for or think, according to the power that works within us. And Deuteronomy 30 verse 3 and 4 says, and when you and your children return to Yahweh, your God, and obey him with all your heart and with all your soul, according to everything I command you today, then Yahweh your Elohim will restore your fortunes and have compassion on you, and gather you again from all the nations he scattered you, even if you've been banished to the most distant land under the heavens. From there, Yahweh, your Elohim, will gather you and bring you back. I remember from many, many years ago, people that had this amazing faith and trust in our Creator, the way, the kindness and the gentleness, they spoke to me and helped me to believe. And these people being in my life today, there's a people Yahweh puts in our lives to bless us. And just looking at every situation in our lives. Yesterday, somebody did one of the most kindest acts for me that I've ever witnessed. They took time out of their life and their schedule, not asking me for money or anything else, to just help me, to just help me. And I said, wow, wow, wow. And then I have people in my life that just want to help me. That's all they seek to do. They're not looking for any reward. They're not looking for any reward or anything, any money or anything. Their desire is to just help. And it's a beautiful thing to be surrounded by people like this. But even when we're surrounded by people that are wicked or people that have a good heart, but it doesn't show and they don't help and they don't do things, we shouldn't be cursing these people or be upset with these people. We should just thank our wonderful Creator for putting these people in our lives and using us somehow or some way to speak to them, to teach them, and learn from them. It says in Proverbs 3:5-7, trust in Yahweh with all your heart and do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him and he will make your path straight. Do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear Yahweh and turn from evil. Psalm 62:8 says, trust in him at all times, you people. Pour out your hearts to him, that he is our refuge. We must understand this and believe this. You know, some people spend time wondering why they're in such difficult situations in their life. They spend so much time complaining, and asking, why me? Instead, we should be praising our wonderful Creator, not asking, where is God? But remember that he carries us during those difficult times. 2 Corinthians 1 verses 4-5 says he's comforted us in all our troubles so that we can comfort others. When they are troubled, we will be able to give them the same comfort Yahweh gives us. For the more we suffer for Yeshua, the more Yahweh will shower us with his comfort through Yeshua. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And I just think in the last 2 days of my life, the gracious acts of the people around me, I think how our Creator has saved me from a terrible accident, which would have completely been my fault, so it really wasn't an accident. And I just think about that, and I'm like, wow, with every way. I remember I was once sitting on a plane, and I was going somewhere, and somebody said to me, you know, what do you do for a living? And I struck up a conversation with this person. I said, I preach the gospel. I preach the good news. I talk about Yahweh. I talk about the Bible. And he said, well, how do you get paid? Who pays you? And I thought about it. And I thought about the generous offers and donations that people give me and how I need very little in this life to get by. And what they give me covers what I need to get by. And I think, wow, that takes faith. I grew up in a job where I lived from paycheck to paycheck, letting some company decide and determine my control of my anxiety, if I'll get paid or if I'll lose my job or something else. But now I work for our Heavenly Father, spreading his word. And it's not just through money that he pays me and helps me. These gracious kind acts. I mean, yesterday, not once, but twice. I mean, maybe 30 or 40 times things have happened, but I noticed it clearly twice. For the first time, this man came and says, I'm going to come to your house and I'm going to help you. And he did. And he helped me for hours. And while I was gone, my neighbor literally went in my yard and did stuff for me. He literally got stuff done that I had to get done. He says, it's done. I came back, it was done. And then this other man came over and he started doing things for me. It's like, wow, wow, wow. And it's just a beautiful thing. And I have time to have a conversation with these people and talk about Yahweh and thank these people and show them the same thing in return. It's a beautiful thing. It's a beautiful thing. And, you know, we have to understand this. Nothing is impossible for our Creator to do. Nothing. We need to trust him. And sometimes we have to wait on Yahweh to see these things come to fruition. Genesis 32:26-29 says, and then man said, let me go for it is daybreak. But Jacob replied, I will not let you go unless you bless me. And the man asked, what is your name? And Jacob answered, then the man said, your name will no longer be Jacob but Israel, because you have struggled with Yahweh and with humans and have overcome. And Jacob said, please tell me your name. But he would not reply. Why do you ask my name? And then he blessed him there. Psalms 9:10 says, and those who know your name will put their trust in you. For you, Yahweh alone, have not forsaken those who seek you. Psalms 27:13-14 says, I remain confident of this. I will see the goodness of Yahweh in all the land of the living. Wait for Yahweh, be strong, and take heart to wait on him. Lamentations 3:24-25 says, I say to myself, Yahweh is my portion, therefore I will wait on him. Yahweh is good to those whose hope is in him and those who seek him. And Job 13:15 says, though he slay me, yet I will trust him, but I will maintain my own ways before him. Hallelujah. We have to understand, and doubt is a sin. Unbelief is a sin. We must stick close to our Creator always. Mark 9:23-24, Yeshua said, all things are possible for one who believes. Immediately the father of the child cried out and said, I believe, help my unbelief. All things are possible. John 13:7 says, Yeshua says, Do you not realize what I'm doing now, but later you will. And Romans 8:28 says, and we know this, by all things Yahweh works for the good of those who love him. All have been called to his purpose. And our favorite scripture here at Torah Life Ministries, it says, be still and know that I am Yahweh. In Psalms 46:10. Matthew 6:33 says, but first seek his kingdom and his righteousness, and all things will be given to you. All things will be given to you. We need to trust him. We need to trust him for all the wonderful things we have in our lives. Not to be anxious about anything, but in everything be in prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, and let your requests be made known to Yahweh. Philippians 4, verse 6. That's what we need to do. Trust in him at all times. At all times. So much beauty and blessings. In Romans 5:3-5, it says, more than that, we rejoice in our sufferings, knowing suffering produces endurance. And endurance produces character. And character that produces hope. And hope does not put us to shame, because Yahweh's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit who has been given to us. And all the great blessings. It says in John 4:7, peace I leave you with, my peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid. And I could just recount in my life, going back from yesterday, I could look at the blessings of my understanding and the near calls of tragedy in my understanding. From these two people helping me yesterday, offering the help without even asking, to me almost cutting off my leg, and just seeing how I make it through every single day, through every storm. And I think about Yeshua in the boat when the storm came and they were worried. Wake up, the storm is amongst us. And he says, where is your faith? And in his words, the storm stopped and the sea was calm again. And that's what he does. That's what he does. I could think back to the time I had a disease and I didn't know him, and the struggles I had in trying to find hope in something or anything. I could think back later again to when I did know him and I had to go through a very difficult situation in my life, and I was worried about my future, my children, and everything else. And when I heard from our Creator and just said, trust in me. Trust in me. And I was able to sleep and trust in him and watch his holy hand cover me, grab me, and hold me. And how he's blessed me tremendously. Tremendously. For it says that he could take something bad and turn it around good. But we have to think, is there anything bad or good? Or is there just his plan all along and what he wants for us? I want to give you a psalm, Psalm 16. And I want you to think about these words of David. In Psalm 16, it says, keep me safe, O Yahweh, for I have come to you for refuge. I said to Yahweh, you are my master. Every good thing I have comes from you. The godly people in the land are my true heroes. I take pleasure in them. Troubles multiply for those who chase after other gods. I will not take part in their sacrifice of blood or even speak the names of other gods. Yahweh, you alone are my inheritance, my cup of blessing. You guard all that is mine. The land you have given me is a pleasant land. What a wonderful inheritance. I will bless Yahweh who guides me. Even at night, my heart instructs me. I know Yahweh is always with me. I will not be shaken, for he is right beside me. No wonder my heart is glad and I rejoice. My body rests safely. For you will not leave my soul among the dead or allow your Holy One to rot in the grave. You will show me the way of life, granting me the joy of your presence and the pleasures of living with you forever. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Granting us with the joy of his presence and the pleasure of living with him forever. It's such a beautiful thing. Such a beautiful thing. What a beautiful thing it is. And we all have this opportunity to do this, to do this. And as the day starts today, my great joy is knowing that I could share his holy word and the things he's done with me with others. And I could let others know that he died for me and he died for them as well. And I could share with them the holy inspired word of Yahweh. And I could share with them the confirmation of all the artifacts and everything that's been found to show the scriptures aren't just some words written by man, but their truth. Their truth. With 99% of the artifacts and things that have been found in the scripture to confirm, this is real. And this is Yahweh. And then hopefully I could let them see and realize that what Yeshua did in the resurrection was not something that was fake. There were thousands of eyewitnesses to see his resurrection. To see his resurrection, that we would believe and trust and have faith in him, not just through our own experiences of life, but through literal history, knowing that he is real. He is real. And whether we see it or don't see it or realize it or not, he's carrying us through those tough times. Carrying us through those tough times. And then I would just have hope and trust and not anxiety, knowing that whether it was my mother with the picture on the wall and the poem when I was a little kid growing up, or my dad or my siblings, or these wonderful people that have done blessings to me just yesterday, but don't confess Yeshua as Messiah. Just trusting and knowing that if he could take me and turn my heart towards him, he could do this with anyone, and he will. Hallelujah, everybody. Have a blessed day today. May Yahweh bless you today and always, as he does. And may you see it, realize it, and trust in him. Shalom, shalom.
Come out of the world. You have been listening to Torah Life Ministries with your host, Paul Nisan. If you would like to learn more, please visit TorahLifeMinistries.org or call 917-407-2270. This program is made possible by the generous support of listeners like you. To donate, visit the website at TorahLifeMinistries.org or send your gift to Torah Life Ministries, P.O. Box 16156, West Palm Beach, Florida 33416. And thank you for your prayers and generous support. Torah Life Ministry.
Fall like lightning. I saw darkness run for cover, but the miracle that